We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the RotoWire DFS Soccer Show. I'm Adam Zdroik, joined by Ryan Belongi. We're talking Saturday's five-game slate over at DraftKings. Ryan, it's been a busy week. We finally got a Friday off from the Premier League. I don't know if you're playing. I think there's an interleague contest today, but it's been we had five games, three games, two games throughout the week. It's been a lot to take in here, but how did the middle of the week go for you?
Poorly. The middle of the week went poorly for me. But some people in the Discord had some success. We got a few more King of the Pitch tickets in there. But yeah, I don't know. I've been trying to forget about it. I guess, yeah, both the slates, the chalk busted and like massive chalk. You know, it was Arsenal against Luton, right? And then Liverpool against Sheffield. And I mean, like everybody stacked those teams. And it happened to be, you know, the United Chelsea game went crazy yesterday. Cole Palmer put up 60 points, you know, two goals right at the end. I mean, if you didn't have him, you were dead. And two from Garnacho. And then nobody played Brighton on the slate before. Everybody was excited about Brentford coming off their performance against United and at home. And everyone on Brighton put up massive floors. And Arsenal was on that same slate and basically didn't try to score the second half. So,
yeah,
that was a good slate if you got off the chalk. It wasn't a good slate for me, though. Good slates for me, though. What about you?
It wasn't too bad. I'm trying to remember. It was a weird couple of days. So you and Jack talked about the five gamer on Tuesday, and then the only team that scored more than one goal was Nottingham Forest as an underdog home against Fulham. So that
I forgot about that. Yeah, I faded Gibbs White, and he was the
right
on that slate. So yeah, it was just a bad three slates for me.
Yeah, that was a wild one. On Wednesday we had the weird thing where Brentford tweeted out that that Ivan Toney was going to be replaced by Mbeumo about, I don't know, 20 minutes for the match. Then they ended up deleting that tweet, and Toney, I think he ended up going 90 minutes. I had a couple lineups with Mbeumo in, and he ended up on like 0.5 points or something. It was just like something stupid like that. I was trying to get an edge, and then and then 2 minutes before the slate, I was like, I'm not even going to worry about it. Let's just go with it. And it didn't end up working. Yesterday was when they had the $5 King of the Pitch, and one of the RotoWire subscribers won it. I think there's only 800. That one didn't fill 800, 900. The contest just came out. Conveniently, DraftKings was waiting for this contest, for our show actually to come out. But contests are actually out, and we got a 164-3 34 King of the Pitch contest. Actually, there's another something. Oh, this is Sunday. There's another $5 King of the Pitch on Sunday. I'm not even sure what that slate actually looks like, but I'm going to go. Okay. I don't know why they released like 50 slates all at once when, you know, they could release this sooner. But yeah, there's a two gamer, another $5 contest on Sunday. for the minnows playing in that $5 contest. But we got this Saturday one here. No big favorites. Everton are the biggest favorite, which I think kind of says everything. Everton's last win was against Burnley back in December. I believe it was 2-0 at Burnley. They're the biggest favorite on the slate. Implied goal total 1.82. Aston Villa next up. They're home against Brentford. They're just around 2 right there. And then everyone else just a little bit smaller. Bournemouth favored at Luton Town. Fulham favored home against Newcastle. Wolves favored home against West Ham. RotoWire.com/soccer trial. 48-hour trial. If you're watching on YouTube or Twitter, make sure to give a thumbs up, like, subscribe. But I got the cheat sheet up. You're going to need the cheat sheet to actually play, to actually have success at DFS. So now that we got this laid up, let's do our usual thing. But what's your read on this slate in general? Is it play whoever? I don't really think anyone stands out. Just looking at these matchups, like we're not going to stack Everton here by any means. Does anything stand out to you?
Well, it's an interesting slate. At least I like that we don't have City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Sheffield. It's nice not to have any of those teams on a five gamer. There's a lot of good plays I've noticed. Pricing was a little bit soft overall, and like almost too many decent options for my liking. But yeah, just got to pick through those and play the best plays. I think that means that ownership will be spread out a little, so I wouldn't worry about that too much. Like on slates midweek, worried about that a ton, you know, especially for tournaments. But I think on this five gamer, there won't be too much like in the way of massive chalk, if any. I don't know. I guess we'll go through it. Slate just came up. We'll see how it looks. But yeah, as far as spots to target, the odds seem right. The implied totals seem right. I do think Villa are in the best spot. I couldn't believe how bad Brentford was at home against Brighton midweek. That game could have went on for hours and they wouldn't have scored. And then Villa, they're getting McGinn back. I don't know about Watkins, but should create a bunch of chances in this spot. And then what, Everton? Yeah, Everton has some good plays on Everton, some good pricing on Everton. High total against Burnley. I don't know, that's what stuck out at first.
Yeah, I think we'll get into it a little bit here just in terms of the games we actually want to target. But I do notice the implied goal total for this Fulham-Newcastle match is the highest. I'm going to probably bring that up at some point, but that is one. That is the match, I think the odds.
Sorry, I wanted to say one more thing. So I think Villa are in, you know, if you want to say that the best spot, you know, they have the highest total. But DFS, they're really tough for a lot of reasons. And then there's other, you know, the plays on Everton like McNeil and even like, you know, guys like Bowen and Sarabia and even Fulham, like you said, like there's Doughty, Bournemouth against Luton. So arguably there's like almost better DFS plays than the Villa guys because you sort of don't know who it's going to be and they have wider ranges of outcomes. So I think that makes the slate interesting.
Yes, it's pretty similar to sorry, I'm just reading the comments over here. yes, yeah, so similar to, I guess, Tuesday's slate, no big favorites. And then last Friday when we talked with Jack, no big favorites. And it was just a show where it's like, yeah, kind of like everyone's kind of cheap. You can just kind of play the best guys here and then walk away with your winnings. So that's kind of what it will be like again. That's kind of what it feels like where I don't think we're going to be like, yeah, this guy is a lock. And I don't really think that as we get through it, that we're going to have like these obvious plays here. I mean, as we start forward here, I don't think there's anyone that you're just like, yeah, I need him in my line, in all of my lineups. We can go through it now. Isak is the most expensive player on the slate at 9,800. Not going to be a cash play. interesting tournament play, but otherwise, so for the set piece takers, Jared Bowen is 8,600, Anthony Gordon, 8,500, Dwight McNeil, 8,300, Leon Bailey may take a set piece or two. He's 7,300. Willian, 7K. Brun Larson, who had, what do you have, 20 points last match? Brun Larson is 7,200. If Mbomo starts, he's 6,700. Awobi is 6,600. That is the list of options in cash games. And then if you want to go down, I mean, we always have this Andros Townsend conversation, but he is only 5,300, and this is their best matchup in a couple games. They're coming off at Arsenal, at Tottenham, and this is their best matchup in a couple. So, I mean, you could go down here. There are other names that you can look at. So there's a wide range. You could spend up, you can go to the mid-range, or you can go down with whoever. So no one really stands out. Does anyone stand out to you at forward here?
I think it's a good prices for Bowen and McNeil. I mean, if you had enough salary, you'd just play Bowen and McNeil in cash and feel good about it. Bowen, you know, we're assuming that Ward-Prowse isn't going to start, so that means Bowen's will take pretty much everything. McNeil splits and always plays 90, and it's a good spot. So I feel like you're playing one of those guys for sure, maybe both, depending on what you do at the other positions. And then after that, I don't know if anything really stands out. You know, other guys that you didn't mention, Villa are either going to have one or two $6,300 forwards, Diaby and Duran. Both would likely get subbed, but I mean, if like Watkins wasn't on the bench for whatever reason, then their chances would increase of playing longer, but I think they're fine. Bailey would be a great play at 7,300 if McGinn wasn't coming back, but McGinn might take some of those sets that Bailey had been taking. I mean, don't you think, right? It seems like McGinn normally has priority on that stuff, so.
Yeah, I actually kind of like random. I still kind of like Bailey, even if there's no guaranteed.
I really like Bailey. Yeah, he's more likely to play 90 than those other two.
He came off the bench midweek, and he's also going to be on the same side as either Sergio Reguilón or Keane Lewis Potter, neither of whom are great defenders there on the wing. So.
Yeah, and he's actually been in really good form. Been a really good season for him, actually. Big fan of Bailey in this spot.
Yeah, so it's a pretty wide range. I think I'd kind of like if you need the money, depends when we get to midfielder here, but there are some expensive midfielders that you may want to play as well. If you need to save some money, I kind of think that like going to Willian instead of McNeil, even Bowen, I guess it's pretty tight. But you're getting 7K for Willian. Fulham midweek, Marco Silva came out and said like they just had one of the worst starts ever in their loss at Nottingham Forest, and they subbed three guys in like the 30th minute. Willian was one of the guys that came on, so I kind of and he went 90 in his last start. It just feels like Willian is a favorite of Marco Silva, and I know the Andreas Pereiras and whoever else starts in the attack are never guaranteed for 90s because they have so many players. But it does seem like Willian kind of has the edge to go 90 more so than the other guys. And he's only 7K, like home against Newcastle, bounce back spot. I kind of like Willian here. He may be one of my first guys in for cash.
Wolby's only 6,600. If this was 2 weeks ago, I mean, you and Jack would be salivating over him.
I mean, I liked Awobi when he was a lot more less expensive than Willian. I feel like in the past.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Well, I feel like in the past it was like Willian 8K and then Iwobi comes in at 6K or something like that. But, you know, only a few hundred. I just don't think it's kind of worth it there. Whereas I feel like Iwobi's more likely to rip shots from outside the box. Obviously, he's more likely to take sets. So I just feel like maybe his floor is better. Probably his upside's a little better too.
You mean Willian more likely.
Willian more so than Iwobi. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But overall, like we're splitting hairs here when we get to. Depends on the matchup. Like Bowen at Wolverhampton. What Dwight McNeil home against Burnley. Burnley have been playing well. Everton are, even no matter who they play, like they're not going to have possession. So I'm not sure how much that means for the matchup. And then there's tons of goal scorers what's up?
No. Go ahead. Yeah, I don't know. Calvert-Lewin just came to mind. He's going to be relatively popular on this slate at 5,700. One of the best, you know, some of the best goal scoring odds and one of the best spots Everton have had in a while.
Yeah, I mean, if we're being honest, like you could go down and instead of going for set pieces, even in cash games, I guess, if you really want to take this route, like you got your Solanke, looking at the goal odds here on the cheat sheet, Solanke has the best odds to score against Luton Town. He's -135, basically a lock for 90 every match. He's only 7,400. As you said, with Calvert-Lewin, 5,700, maybe not 90. So that's in play. Doucouré, just look at the odds here. He's midfield only, but 4K. You mentioned John Duran already, 6,300. So you got all these cheap guys with decent odds to score. Your Muniz and Isak, maybe a little more for tournaments. We'll see if Cunha starts. If you want to play Cunha, good luck. I'm not sure how many minutes he's going to be getting in his return from injury. So there's a few ways to go. We haven't even mentioned Anthony Gordon, who is 8,500. So just another option in that higher range that isn't terrible, that you're going to feel okay playing. And at the end of the slate, you'll be like, well, maybe I made the wrong decision here, made the wrong decision there. But looking at it right now, there's not really anyone that stands out.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's fine, even for cash games, if you want to target one of those center forwards who takes penalties, plays 90 minutes. I mean, yeah, both of them are cheap enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking at – as we go to midfield now. So, as I was mentioning, if you want to spend down for Willian, maybe save 1,000 or something, because we do have some expensive midfielders that people will be playing. There's just not going to be anyone who's overly popular. So, we got Sarabia is 9,400. Home against West Ham. Andres Pereira is 8,400, home against Newcastle. Jacob Murphy is now in cash considerations. He's at Fulham, 7,900. Kudus, 7,700. It's probably the main guys here that we'll be looking at. Alfie Doughty is always in play. I think he was on winning lineups in that midweek slate because he got 11 floor points against Arsenal. He's 7,100 home against Bournemouth now. John McGinn back from his suspension is 6,800. Bruno Guimaraes is seemingly always likes to have a decent floor for whatever he does on the pitch. Douglas Luiz is 6,500. There's a lot of guys here. Tavernier is down in price, 6,300. Ross Barkley, 6K. Lewis Cook, everyone's favorite player, 5,800. Can keep going here. Matthias Jensen is 5,700. There's just a lot of options here. I guess you don't have to spend up at midfield because there's so many of the guys that in the 5 to 7K range that maybe you spend up at forward. Is that your kind of read here? There's just so many, because no one's a big favorite, because all these games are pretty level. It's just like all these guys are in play and no one really stands out above the others.
Yeah, there's just way too many options here. Way too many options here when you factor the salaries in too. So Robbie would look like a good play, taking all the sets and penalties, especially against West Ham, who've allowed a lot of floor points. But yeah, he's 9,400. Pereira's up in price after, you know, most of us keep fading him and he's sort of been smashing lately. Yeah, that's a fine option, but there's a ton in the mid-range. Murphy, I don't know. Are we sure? Does Murphy have priority over Gordon now that Gordon's back?
It might be a split.
Yeah, like either, let's click you're into gonna, it. You're not going to worry about either Newcastle or Bound for Cash. While Adam checks that out. Yeah, there's just other guys in the mid range, starting what you said, Doughty, 7,100. Pretty good price. Home against Bournemouth. Douglas Luiz at 65. Taking penalties and half the corners. Good matchup. That seems okay. Even James Garner back in at 64. Probably splitting sets and in a good matchup. I'm not sure you mentioned the Bournemouth guys. Good matchup for Bournemouth, Tavernier all the way down to 63. After he's had a tough run, broke a lot of people's hearts last week.
He's talking about one person.
Lewis Cook back down to 5,700. Just always playing 90. Always taking most of the corners. He's fine. Yeah, quite a few options here. I don't know. I guess it's one of those you're going to have to decide if you want to spend up, for another forward, or do you want to spend up for one of these midfielders? Do you want to spend up twice and punt defense? You can live in the mid-range here, too, though, a little bit, if you want to trust some of those guys.
Josh Cullen, 5,100.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
He's, set piece taker. He's down here. There's
just no sets really. If Bruun Larsson, well, Bruun Larsson's in there, which you don't love.
Like maybe Bruun Larsson takes all. He takes all.
I think he's been taking most. I didn't watch the last game, but I watched the previous ones, and he was taking pretty much all of them.
Lewis Hall, 3,900. That's a talking point in that last slate.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're going to need it, but he was taking left-sided corners. So, 3,900, that's not bad.
But with Gordon in there.
Yeah, but he's their only left footer. So he's just, it's going to do it. He's going to keep splitting. I don't know, maybe in swingers from one side, out swingers from the other, I guess could happen.
Onyedinma, 3,800. A 4.5 points at Arsenal. Now he's home against Bournemouth if he starts again. If you want to go down here. What about the American Tyler Adams? He's 3,100. He had a kind of crazy 9.5 floor points in his first start of the season. Expects to be back in the starting 11 here. Would you play him in your utility if you're just like looking for a spend down guy at your utility?
Man, I don't think so. I think there's too many goals on this slate and too much mid range value. I mean,
didn't you see the goal he scored for the US?
Yeah, it was incredible. I don't know. I suppose like you'd have to get big scores out of whichever expensive guys you play. Like a couple.
Yeah, everyone would have to hit.
Really just two guys, I don't think people will really, actually, I don't know, like play Sarabia with expensive forwards, for example. But I guess so, if you want to do that, I guess. But yeah, not for me, I don't think.
So if you were going to spend up at least one midfielder, would you, you kind of already dumped on Jacob Murphy a little bit there. So I guess it's kind of between Sarabia and Andres Pereira.
Yeah, and I'm not sure you need either of them. But yeah, I think it's probably one of them.
So who do you like? Are you looking at Doughty here at 7,100?
Seems okay. Yeah, I am. I like the price. I like the discount from those other guys.
It's almost like the same situation as I was just talking forward. It was like, okay, we got these 9K guys, but then Willian's down here at 7K. And it's kind of the same with Doughty. It's like, okay, we know what Doughty can do. He's also 2K cheaper than Sarabia, 1K cheaper than Andres Pereira, who's going to get subbed off early because that's what he does. So it seems like kind of the similar situation there.
So it's like, I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I just don't think there is an answer.
Right. I guess it's like, what's the better spot?
This is a build out your lineup kind of
slate. Like really, Adam, the answer is who between Fulham and Wolves are going to, you know, create more chances? Like you're going to look in the 60th minute, you know, and one of those teams will have like 12 shots and the other one will have like five or something. Obviously, you want that guy. I just, you know, which
hope they don't have five.
I'm just saying, like, I would want the team that, or I would want the player from the team who's going to dominate more, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it.
All right. Who's going to dominate more?
I don't know. Fulham are coming off a stinker. And then
two stinkers, really.
Yeah. And Newcastle have some important players out. On the other side, Wolves have some important players out. West Ham have been up and down, but allowing a lot of floor points. So I don't know. But also, Sarabia is 9,400.
Yeah, I think a lot of this also, I think it's going to depend on defender here. So I think this must have been on Tuesday. We had this question of this. It's basically the same defenders here that we're looking at. A lot of the same teams that played on Tuesday. So we're going to have the Aiton Ruud question. He's 5,200. Anthony Robinson's 5,400. Ashley Young, if he starts again, is 5K. Alex Moreno, probably going to get the start. He's 4,500. Always in play to be subbed off because Luka Dean is there. So those are the guys. Vitinho, 4,100. I mean, I just keep going down the list. But let's look at this top end here because that was a big question. That was both Robinson and Aiton Ruud are 20%+ on Tuesday. So
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
I guess the first question is, are you going to spend on either one of those guys? And how much of it depends on Sarabia's position? Aiton Ruud's position. Yeah, I was just looking at the lineup. Yeah.
Because
Heechan returned to training today, so there's like a slight chance that Heechan actually starts, and then this would probably move back Aiton Ruud. If Heechan started with Cunha and Sarabia, like that would obviously move Aiton Ruud back to his more of a role on the flank, less getting less forward than he was on Tuesday. So how big of a
I think it's a pretty big thing, right? I mean, if he's 5,200 and just
his usual position,
his usual left wing, he's just like a
and the possibility of getting subbed off if Hugo Bueno isn't starting.
He's just like an okay play. You know, he's not, wouldn't prioritize him or anything. If you get him in the front three again, more or less, where he lined up last time, then yeah, I'd have more interest, especially if like, you know, Hee-Chan didn't make the bench and like, cause they're still pretty thin. We talked about it on the last pod that Nori's actually one of their top players right now. So yeah, I mean, I have interest no matter what, but would have more if he's, you know, more the more attacking he is, don't you think?
Yeah, 100%. If he's not in, if he is as the wing back, if he's a little deeper, then it's definitely not as safe. But then you look at home against West Ham.
Yeah.
Matchup. So how much, I mean, should it be, should it matter to us? I guess that's the question.
Well, a little, just because, you know,
obviously more upside. So
Robinson is, you know, pretty safe option for 90 minutes and a nice floor, at least on this slate. So he's probably safer than Aitnery, but with less upside.
Yeah, you're that's getting, you're always say. Getting like the 10 points from Robinson.
Pretty, which would actually, which is pretty good. You want 10 points from a defender on the slate. You know, we have Trippier, we don't have that much else. So you do want to nail the top defender.
Or spend down and get 6 points out of a 3K guy.
Yeah, you could. Don't love that, but you can for one spot at least. I don't know if I go on both.
Just get that. I had a Murillo assist on Tuesday. He's 25.
Me too. I touted Murillo on the pod.
Yeah, he's 2,500. I don't know why he was so cheap. Right. So in cash, if Aitnery is not in the front three, would you play Robinson?
I'm not sure. It depends on everything else. I don't think he's a lock.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Like, maybe. I would like to, but I'd be willing to sacrifice him, you know, to get, like, he was not a must at all. But you would like to. You know, if there's enough value. If you like the value, you know.
Yeah, so who else do we actually want to play a defender? I'll go to the bottom of the list and see what else is intriguing. I'm sure Tarkowski is going to be a play for Jack Burkhardt. Actually, I got his article pulled up here. Let me see what he has. I'm actually not going to reveal it. You got to read his article. Go to rotowire.com/soccer to read his article. He is not touting Tarkowski in his article. I don't see it. So no Tarkowski love for the machine. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm down here and below. If Hugo Bueno started again, I don't know. He went 68 minutes in that last start. Not sure I can get on that. Emerson may take a random set piece or two without JWP, but I mean, you click on his game logs and it's like, I don't know. Does that matter?
Yeah, there's really not much, actually.
Maybe you do spend up on both and don't spend up at.
Yeah, that's an option for sure.
We could get a Seamus Coleman start here for Everton at 4K if he starts over Ben Godfrey. I don't think that's terrible, but I guess Godfrey's 4,100. So you got two Everton guys there home against Burnley.
I think Mikolenko is better than both of them. Yeah, he definitely is.
Isn't he more expensive?
$100 more.
Oh, 4,200. Yeah.
You know, Moreno, got to mention Moreno here. You know, very likely to get subbed, right? Mm-hmm. And early-ish. But say, like, if Moreno played 90 minutes, he'd be like the lock of the slate. It's got to be said. His price tag is down now. Like, if he were to go, like, 85 or something, it's just a smash play at 4,500. With him, with everyone, you know, he goes 60 and everyone knows he goes 60.
No, tournament only.
Right. I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. A good gamble to take.
Yeah. I look at the Burnley formation as well, because Vitinho is a guy who's moved from fullback to wing in the midfield. I mean, we'll see what the actual lineup looks like, but Asignon is back from his suspension. So Asignon, if it's Charlie Taylor and Lorenz Asignon, if they're in there and Vitinho is in there, Vitinho is probably going to be on one of the midfield spots. and he would actually be a pretty decent play for just had 4,100. Yeah, 41. So he's just another guy where kind of like the Aiden Reeve, it's like, okay, if he's playing in a more attacking role and he's still down in price, like it's not the worst thing. It's against Everton. I think he's definitely in play for all formats, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree. Is there any chance we get Kabore back on the wing?
I mean, there's always a chance.
I don't know if they have guys coming back.
They aren't really returning anyone. Without Agbene, they basically don't have anyone for this right wing.
Yeah.
It'd be Mengi, Burke, and Hashioka. If all three of those started and Kabore was in, then we get Kabore. But I'm not sure we'll see that. Never know. It's a possibility. They just have so many injuries. I don't think Hashioka is actually ready for the Premier League, but he's gotten a couple starts just out of necessity. So
look at he just smashed away at Arsenal. A shot assisted, two crosses, 5-4. Wow.
So Hashioka.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. All those Luton Town guys had decent floors in that game.
Yeah, they did.
Just kind of funny. So I'm not sure if we got anywhere here, but is there another $2,500 center back that we're going to get an assist from, I guess is the question. And I don't think there is.
Maybe a $2,800 one that you can play Mengi.
Yeah, if you go there.
No, but I don't know. Bueno for Wolves is
Santi Bueno. Yeah,
I don't think he can do that.
Yeah, his numbers aren't great. It's tough here. It's tough. That's kind of it here. I mean, Craig Dawson could return, I guess, for Santi Bueno. He's 3,200. I will say 3K for Zabarnia isn't the worst number here at Luton Town. He's gotten a goal, more goals. He'll get up on set pieces without Senesi. He's probably the preferred guy to get up on set pieces. So Zabarnia at 3K seems like a decent route there. Mavropanos is another guy who has scored goals. He's 2,900 at Wolverhampton. So like if you want to go down here, I guess you can go to like center backs like that who you know are going to get up on set pieces and have scored before. Not terrible, but not great.
Defender is really bad on this slate. Makes me not want to punt.
Yeah. Well, as we get to it, maybe I'll try and put together a lineup with both eight. I won't go up with both Aitnery and Robinson. Let's just do Aitnery and.
Could see like Mikalenko.
Mikalenko here.
Being like a cash option.
Yeah. I'll do that here. I'll end the show. Everyone has to listen for the full hour to get the cash lineup. I think it was last Friday I gave out the winning cash lineup to everyone. So you're welcome for everyone who used it. RotoWire.com/soccer trial 48-hour trial. For goalkeeper here, this is another – I said this last week, but you got this five-game slate. Do we trust Pickford to get the clean sheet? Do we trust Emi Martinez or Robin Olsen to get the clean sheet? Maybe. I am kind of surprised that we got 36% clean sheet odds for Everton and below 30% for Aston Villa, but I guess when you're playing against Ivan Toney, that's kind of what the odds look like. But, I mean, look at these odds here. West Ham as an underdog have 21% odds for a clean sheet, 8% below Aston Villa. And then you get to the bottom, Brentford's are 11%. There's not much of a difference here. And I think the obvious move, I said last week, Muric was the lock here, but now he's going against Everton. Everton have the worst goal performance in the league. They have 20 more XG than actual goals scored this season, which means they can't score. They struggle to score, and they rack up shots on target. So Muric, 3,900, Ryan, is he the lock of the slate?
I don't know. What do you want me to say? I mean, maybe this is the time when it finally flips for Everton, and then he wouldn't be. But he certainly
like, what does that mean? You think Everton's going to come out and get like 4 or 5 goals? I don't know.
Well, all it really takes is one player playing a little better, and that's Calvert-Lewin. Like, he's responsible for a lot of that. You know, we've seen him do it before. They have players who can.
We've seen him do it before 3 years ago when he was on the radar of, I don't know, Real Madrid, probably.
I don't know. I just think, I don't know. He's Mersch is fine. You told him last late and he smashed, so maybe.
Who's your favorite goalkeeper?
Favorite's a strong word. I'm not sure. I haven't even looked at him.
All right, Jordan.
Let me think for a second. I'm not going to play Pickford. Let me just go down. I don't want to play Pickford.
I don't think you want to play Andy Martinez either.
Nope. I mean, Martinez and Olsen. Nope. Not for that price. Nope. I don't want to play Neto either. So not the expensive keepers. That's my answer. So yeah, maybe Maric, maybe Kaminsky.
I'd play everyone but Flecken from 4,600 and down.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think Fabianski's fine.
I guess if Watkins doesn't start, maybe I'll still go Flecken.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Flecken is racking up a lot of saves. So everyone below 4,600. I say
that's
that because
a good point.
Because Jose Sa, 4,900 West Ham are just not a team that rack up shots on target normally. So that's why I'm going below that. So Fabianski on. And I probably won't play Dubravka either because of that matchup. And Newcastle basically allow a goal or two every game given their defensive questions.
Yeah. Can't really argue with any of that.
All right. Before we get to tournaments, Jack Burkhart is saying something. 20 points again for Murich Sharks. Okay, there we go. I'm building out this cash lineup here. I got Murich in. So who should we put in? Who's the second forward we're going to use? Jared Bowen. Is that our second forward for this? Doesn't feel right.
We can try it. I mean, you can try to make a lineup with both, but.
Do you want to play Sarabia or Jared Bowen more? I almost want to play Sarabia more.
That's a tough question.
Maybe.
Put Sarabia in. Just whatever you.
Yeah, let's do that. Dwight McNeil. Yeah, it's still kind of expensive here. We're still kind of in the. I want to be in like a decent range where you have a utility that just like is going to get you 10 points. I don't want like a utility that's.
Who do you want your utility to be?
Who did we say? Oh, we got Doughty. Okay. So let's do Doughty instead of Sarabia. Let's do that. And I already have Doughty in. What am I doing here? That's not going to work. I don't know. This is tough, guys. What are we gonna do here? maybe let's take out Dwight McNeil. I'm on Leon Bailey. Maybe we just go high testosterone lineup here. Let's do Leon Bailey in our cash lineup. See what we can get from this. Douglas Luiz. Are we playing Douglas Luiz at 6,500?
He's a fine option. I don't know if I'm going to, but I might.
All right, we got it. We're good. Okay, here's the free lineup. We are 40 minutes in, so thank you for listening 40 minutes in to get this beautiful lineup. Okay, here's forward. We got Willian, Leon Bailey. Though, I mean, as we look at forward, you could plug Solanke in if you want like a secret brace, or if you want Brun Larsen, you can plug him in as well. So that's the same range. Willian, Leon Bailey. The midfield, we got Elfie Doughty, Pablo Sarabia. Defender, we got Aitnery, Michalenko, Murich at goalkeeper, and then that fits perfectly in for Lewis Cook. You got 100 left. There's your lineup. You're welcome for winning money this weekend. Ryan, what do you think?
I'm not sure I'm going to be fading Bowen and McNeil, but there's plenty of plays on this slate. Plenty of options at all positions.
You don't like fading McNeil.
I feel like he might be chalk. I feel like he's going to be the most popular forward in cash games.
You know, I faded Morgan Gibbs-White. Was that Tuesday? Yeah, I faded Morgan Gibbs-White Tuesday, and I still beat the MGW Donks. So you can fade the best players and still win.
You can if you play other plays that are also.
We got them all.
Do you want to stake your future on Willian and whoever else? I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I think it's fine.
I think McNeil has his highest floors when Everton are losing and they need to press.
Like last game against Newcastle.
Well, that was kind of a tough spot. So he still didn't really, what do you get, 8 points there? So that's kind of a tough matchup. But I'm just looking at like that Manchester United game. He had 21 floor points. Like, we're just not going to get that. They gave up 2 goals. I think one of those was in the first half against Manchester United, a couple of PKs. So he racked up a floor. So I think the only way we're going to get like the Max McNeil performance would be like an early Burnley goal. So I guess if you think that's going to happen. But I feel like this is like a McNeil simple 12-pointer. Just from what I'm getting from this match. So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, McNeil is just not – I know we talked earlier in the season. It's like McNeil actually has better upside than we thought. But just with how little Everton are scoring, McNeil has one assist, no goals since December. Like, just the upside. I felt like he had more upside in the first half of the season. I just don't think the upside's there. So – like the 10
you have to do. All you have to do now is call him unplayable.
I mean, I played him on Tuesday, so I'm not going to say he's unplayable yet.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, no, I think all very good points. Could just be a ho hum 12 points from McNeil. There's plenty of options on this slate. I'm not sure that. I mean, at least you won't know until you see lineups, but. I'm not sure there's really a lock. No. These cheap mids. Doughty looks pretty good for cash. Douglas Louise looks okay. I
just think if you look at it like, let's take the odds into account here. One of the lower implied goal totals, Everton Burnley. So we already have the limited upside for McNeil.
Everton have the second highest total implied total or something though.
It's still thought to be a defensive match.
Yeah, I Burnley haven't played better recently. No, I mean.
All right, so there's the cash lineup, the free cash lineup for everyone. So let's get into some tournaments here. We got the big king of the pitch, but let's win the 10K. There should be a 10K, right?
Yeah, we can win
10K. Can win 10K here. So how many lineups are you going to have? David Fofana or Lyle Foster for you?
I'm not sure.
Is there going to be one or two popular forwards more than others?
Yeah. You mean just in general? Like who's going to be chalky on this slate?
Yeah. Who are the most popular?
I mean, I think Calvert-Lewin will probably be the most popular.
You think Calvert-Lewin's going to get the love just because he's so cheap? Oh, yeah. Under, okay.
The most popular under like 60. He'll be the most popular cheap forward. I think McNeil will be relatively popular, but it's actually, I wouldn't worry about it too much. It's all going to spread around kind of. Mm-hmm. There's just too many plays at midfield. What you got to figure out is who's the Ben Diaz of this slate?
Ben Brereton Diaz.
Yeah, I mean, McBurney, I mean, nobody touched them last time, and they pretty much broke the slate.
Has Mooney almost
had another goal, too.
Has Rodrigo Muniz been popular on these recent slates?
Not really. I don't think he'll be popular here either. I mean,
Right.
Isak won't be Muniz. Muniz is interesting. Yeah, I don't think he'll be popular, no. Not a bad shout.
So
how about Carlton Morris, 5,200. That's the Ben Diaz of this slate.
SEMO. I don't think it's terrible.
It's just there's not a lot of option. There's not a lot of like on the other side, like Kluivert's okay. I don't think he'll really. Owen scored a nice goal. Now gets a good matchup. 5,500. Go there as a cheaper option in tournaments. I guess Antonio is the same price. Should have scored. It would have been three straight games with the goal. He missed a pretty good chance last game. I think you could take chances on some of those guys. Try to find a low own goal, afford some of these midfielders. I mean, my favorite option will be the Villa guys in the low 6Ks if I'm looking for a punt. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of places. I kind of think – so the last time Luton Town and Bournemouth played, it was like this wild rescheduled game. Luton Town got three goals in the first half, and then Bournemouth came back and won 4-3. You could play this slate like another seven goals in that match. So you'd get your Jordan Clarks, you'd get your Doughties, Barkleys, Morris, maybe Chong if he started as well. And then whoever on the Bournemouth side, you could do that. I kind of think that this game isn't going to be like that. So I think it's going to be lower scoring than that. Just because I think Luton Town are slightly playing a little differently than they have, just because they're at a lack of bodies. Like they can't run as much as before. Again, this is the third game in 8 days. They're starting basically everyone that can play on the pitch basically. So I just don't think they're playing the same way that they had earlier in the season, which tend to lead to more goals. So I think it's going to be a little lower scoring. Maybe it's not. Maybe just bad defense against mediocre defense leads to goals. That's possible. But I do think we're going to get goals. I do. This is one of the rare instances of where I actually agree with the odds here in this Fulham home against Newcastle match. You got the Fulham bounce back in addition to their defense being suspect in recent games. But Fulham have been pretty good at scoring goals at home this season. So I think this is a good spot for Muniz, for whoever, really. We'll see who starts next to Paulinho, if it's Lukic, if it's Dom Kearney, Harrison Reed. And then on the other side of that, like we have the defensive injuries for Newcastle. So you throw that in with already a backup goalkeeper. You got Emil Kraft at right back. You got all those injuries, and then, you know, maybe get some Newcastle goals in there. Maybe you plug in Isak and Muniz together. Maybe, you know, you get four goals from Muniz and Isak or something in one match. I like this match to have the most goals. And
then you got to like it. You got to like it. Wolby then. He's the cheapest attacker in the game.
Yeah, I could like him. Poro a dud last late. Pedro Poro. Okay. Sorry, Serena, comment here. Yeah, Pedro Poro was a dud last late. But he's
sorry. A nice one. Also, it didn't matter because he was like 90% owned.
Yeah. So Aston Villa here. This is the other team that, you know, Unai Emery kind of rotated a bunch against Manchester City. Now this is the bounce back. They're back at home. They're getting John McGinn back. Tielemans probably back in the 11. Bailey back in the 11. Whether or not Watkins starts, probably, I don't know how much. We'll see if that matters. I guess it could matter. So, like, what is your favorite play from Aston Villa? Would it be Leon Bailey? You got your Diaby, Duran. Like, does anyone stand out? Just Aston Villa is just like this team where, like, so many times I get Aston Villa wrong. It's like even when Watkins starts, like, okay, I got Watkins in and then everyone else scores. Or I feel Watkins and he gets his hat trick. So, like, what is there an answer?
I mean, there's not really. That's just, it could be any of them. That's how they are. And then, you know, you fade Douglas Luiz and he's always
right,
ready for a penalty, whatever.
You play both Villa forwards, and then Douglas Luiz has two PKs and
it happens. And McGinn, too. We see McGinn do it plenty. Yeah, Diaby would be, but I think, like, I don't have much confidence saying that. He's more likely he's going to play longer than – sorry, Bailey. I don't know what I said, but it's Bailey. He's going to play longer than Diaby and Duran and probably Thielemans, and at least usually. But, yeah, I think they're all good options. It's tough to really pinpoint one. Do you think people will play Watkins if he starts?
Yeah, maybe, just based on name and odds.
Right, like just he's cheap. Villa should be right. He should be more expensive. Like you're getting discounts on these Villa guys. It's just you don't really know which one to click.
I will say, I probably would not play McGinn in tournaments. So before his suspension, he didn't have a shot in four straight matches. He basically is playing in this more defensive role since Boubacar Kamara was ruled out for the season. So I guess I'd look at what their lineup actually looks like. I mean, you're probably not going to be able to decipher it exactly, but he has been playing more defensive since Kamara was out because they need that kind of, you know, midfielder kind of roughing things up. So that kind of puts me off of McGinn in tournaments. Just in terms of that more defensive role, like you want someone who's actually going to take shots. He has no shots in his last four games. And that is because Boubacar Kamara has been out. So I would say that is kind of a worry there. If that's one of the routes you're looking at. What about Decore here? He's 4K.
Your boy Decore. Yeah, he seems fine. Jack Harrison at 4,400. I think either of those guys are fine. Definitely could have a goal or an assist here.
two players that are hard to click is what I'll say.
Definitely.
Similar to everyone else on the team.
Right.
Yeah, you said Garner 6,400. Yeah. Nah.
I know.
it's Everton, so
like Garner has some spike games.
We haven't really. So Mikel Antonio is kind of been an afterthought here just because of Bowen. Antonio is 5,500 starting forward for West Ham.
Yeah, I mentioned him.
At least two shots in each of the last four matches for him. Obvious goal upside here. Wolverhampton. Yeah, he's 5,500. We haven't mentioned him. So. Just another guy where there's so many players in this mid range where they have, I think I said this last week, but you have these low range guys that have the brace upside, the Brereton Diaz's, the McBurney's, so many guys who could do that for your lineup. So at the end of the day, again, it's just about finding the right place for it. So what is the right place? Do you have an answer for that one?
No, I mean, I wish I knew. I don't know.
Are you playing any of these Newcastle guys outside of Isak? Are you looking at Murphy or Gordon here?
I mean, probably not. I mean, there's too many other options on the slate that I'm already going to have a tough time getting to. Got to make some cuts. So I think Newcastle is a big cut for me.
But Fulham are not a cut, right?
No, I think those Fulham guys are live. Everything you said.
Yeah. You're on the Muniz train.
I might be on the Muniz train.
All right. And then, well, we got to bring up here, Ivan Toney is 7,700. It is I guess he was kind of cheaper when he first returned from his ban. But that still is kind of cheap. He's been over 8K in the last three matches. Now he's 7,700. Aston Villa, Brian Mbeumo, 6,700. Yohan Wissa. 5,900. There's a lot of guys. No thanks. Okay. Thanks.
Brentford was embarrassing last time out. I don't want that to mean too much, but that's influencing me here. I'm not kidding. They could have played for hours and wouldn't have scored against Brighton.
What if that match didn't exist and you just had the recent 30-shot performance against Manchester United?
Right. Then still I'd say it's just not a good spot away to Villa. Yeah, like they're fine, especially if you play Villa players. Like that's a game where you – one of those 3-2 games. That, mm-hmm. Then, yeah, sure, because if you I don't mind the idea of playing multiple Villa guys. So, yeah, it would be nice to have Tony or Mbeumo. I do think it's fine. And, yeah, I don't want to get too carried away with their most recent performance. But it was bad. Yeah, I'd rather play like no one's going to click Semenyo. And he gets a good matchup against –
Semenyo. Yeah, he came off the bench, didn't he, in that last one?
Yeah, because he played 90 in like 5 straight or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's been pretty good, and Sinisterra's still out as well, so that's just another option that really can't come on for him. Yeah, so pick your couple teams and then win all the tournaments, I guess is kind of what it comes down to. We talked a little bit about everything. I think we've given thoughts on all these teams here. Would you play Cunha, I guess I'll ask here.
Nobody's going to play Cunha. I don't think so. I mean, no, I shouldn't say that. I think, like, it's interesting that he's the same price as Sarabia. But still, you need like at least a goal to pay that off.
Yeah, it. He's also coming back from it.
Right?
No, he's not. Yeah, we'll get Nathan Frazier or Chiweme in at some point for him.
Yeah, I just can't do it. Like, just because you probably need more than a goal. A lot of times.
All right, so give me one player who is the tournament winner on this slate.
Yeah, again, like I wish I knew.
You know, tell us.
What qualifies as a tournament winner?
You're gonna win tournaments.
They just have to be on the winning lineup, or
Brereton Diaz last week.
I wish I knew the Brereton Diaz play. I mean, Carlton Morris fits the mold. You know, he's like the same price, a cheap guy. He takes pens. He is the most likely to score on Luton. You know, nobody really wants to play him. I just look, you know, some similarities.
I mean, if I ignore the comments about me thinking this is going to be a lower scoring match than that last one, all the Luton Town guys are kind of underpriced here.
Right.
And they don't really have a ton of substitutes. So you got your Morris going 90. You got Jordan Clark going 90. Barkley, Doughty fighting through whatever issues he's had. You just have all these guys who are pretty cheap. Doughty at 7,100. Like, we've seen him at 9K at times. Home against Bournemouth. Bournemouth are winning games, but it's not like they're dominating by any means here. So, like, it's easy to get to Luton Town here. So I do like that Carlton Morris play, even though I kind of said I didn't like that matchup, but he definitely does stand out just because of that price.
Yeah, it's tough. There's just not a lot there.
I'll say my plays are, I got Muniz and Leon Bailey. Those are the two plays that I like the most here on the slate. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I like Bailey quite a bit too. I feel like he's going to be decently popular, unfortunately. Yeah, but yeah, I like him
too. You think he'll be popular?
I think he'll be pretty popular.
I mean, like 20%? I'm not worried about like 20% though.
I'm not saying you should be worried about it. I just think other people will like him too. He's been playing well. Villa are in a good spot. And people also will, enough people will like not even think that McGinn will be back. And oh, yeah, Bailey taking corners and throw him in there. You know, like, I don't know.
Hmm. That makes sense. Yeah, I know. The lobby is.
But like, I still think he's a good play. He can't be too popular because there's a ton of other guys to play.
So yeah.
He just can't be.
At the end of the day, most of these guys are going to be sub 20%. So
I wouldn't worry about it.
Right. It's not too much to worry about. There's a lot of ways to go. But that's what we got here. You can find Ryan at Ryan Belongi on Twitter. I am at Roto Zadroik. RotoWire.com/soccer trial, 48-hour trial. You can use this cheat sheet here. I haven't really used the whole thing during the show, but as you can see here, Pablo Sarabia has the best floor on this slate. I know Jacob Murphy's here, but a lot of those numbers come off the bench. Pablo Sarabia, Elfie Doughty, interesting. Andres Pereira. This is per 90, though, so keep that in mind. And what do you know? Mohamed Kudus has a better floor than Marcus Tavernier.
Probably should have mentioned Kudus. I was going to at one point. I mean, talk about a guy that no one's going to click, but he's just in great form and could always score a brace.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Wolverhampton, I think all those guys are in play. Kudus, Paqueta. Obviously,
right. I mean, that's like a big, the large field GPP. I mean, that's like a 4% or something. He's going to be.
We got there. There's your tournament winner. We got Ryan's tournament winners, Kudus. We got the answer. All right, everyone. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, subscribe, all of that on YouTube or through the podcast feed as well. Ryan, thank you for joining me. Good luck on this slate. We'll see everyone. Oh, we got Champions League next week. So Ryan and Jack will be back for, at least I assume they're going to be back. I haven't asked them, but I assume they're going to be back for next week's Champions League slate. We got a Tuesday and Wednesday slate up. And of course, we've got all the other content. RotoWire.com/soccer. Thank you for watching. Thank you, Ryan. We'll see everyone in the Discord.
Thanks, Adam. Good luck, everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.